I would choose Frida Kahlo because she's so emotionally authentic, and in her artwork you can feel her soul. She's not afraid to show the hard things, the ugly things, the sadness, the despair. It's all there, and it's the beauty is there, but also the pain is there, you know.
Welcome to Music Meetup, the podcast by Music Meeting. In this series, you get to know the people behind the music, the stories behind the tracks, and the musicians who play at our festival. They are from Hungary or Brazil, from Ghana to the Netherlands. They give you a peek into their lives as artists and the context in which they create their beautiful music. In their own words and through their experience, they tell you about their life on the road, magic encounters, exciting inspirations, culinary delights, and more.
Next tour, you get to travel first class and choose the person you sit next to for 5 hours flight. Who would that be, why, and what would you love to talk about with them?
Next tour, you get to travel first class.
Spending many hours in transit, running low on proper sleep, and choosing means of travel and accommodation based on budget, not many artists have ever been in the position to travel first class for 5 hours sitting next to the passenger of their dreams. But sometimes, it's nice to just let our fantasy run wild. We wondered, what if they could? Who would it be, and what would they talk about?
I think that would be Kayhan Kalhor. He's an amazing kamancha player from Iran. And yeah, he's one of the most inspiring artists for me. I really like his vision. I really like his approach to the instrument and the energy he's giving around. You know, this, he's just creating a bubble that you feel he's just in some sort of a trance, but he's not acting that, he's just in the music, and he brings you to places that you have never been, but you still feel very comfortable to be there with him. So I would really would love to sit him for 5 hours, even more, just to discuss about his approach, like how he feels about music, how he imagines the music, and yeah, what does he feel on the stage, and yeah, what makes him this special? I would keep asking a lot of questions probably to figure it out, the magic of him.
Okay, I think I would choose the tour manager, you know. Yeah, we'll mostly be talking about the city that we are going in, things to do after the show, trying the local foods there, and maybe visit a nice museum or parks or something, you know. Yeah, and the rest is history, you know. My name is Peter Somoa. I'm a musician and I play the trumpet.
My name is Tjeko Donker-Duyvis. I'm a cellist, vocalist, composer, and improviser. If I would choose one person to sit next to have a conversation with in a flight, if it could be dead or alive, I would choose Frida Kahlo because she's so emotionally authentic, and in her artwork, you can feel her soul. She's not afraid to show the hard things, the ugly things, the sadness, the despair. It's all there, and it's the beauty is there, but also the pain is there. You know, it's all of it, the whole human experience. And she does it so bravely and so vulnerably and so beautifully. Yeah, I would love to have to have a conversation with her and ask her about her life. Also, she's someone as I have visited her house when I was touring in Mexico, and I was like really interested in her. So I bought her biography and everything and watched all the documentaries and movies I could watch. I take life by the horns, and, you know, I don't want to swim in the little pool. I want to go to the big waves and feel everything and live vibrantly and, you know, fall and feel and hurt yourself, but pick yourself up again and make art without hesitation, without having to put on a mask or trying to make yourself in some sort of perfect great artist, you know, just being honest, just telling your story, just being authentic. I think she does it really, you know, the very delicate topics like miscarriage and loss and grief, which are like the most painful emotions. It's so beautiful when I see another person, and especially when I see another woman showing her true self, her heart, her soul, her feelings to the world. That's, I think, whenever someone does that, that's like a true gift. It makes me feel safe and seen, and I can be, I can have these feelings too. It's okay.
My name is Jamika Ajalan. I'm a writer at base, and I use different mediums as my pen, sound, music, film, video. I'm a poet, novelist. The person that came to my mind was Grace Jones. Now, for one, just so she can laugh when I tell her that my voice has been compared to hers, and also that I did a cover of one of her songs that was recorded on one of these French radio stations. I think it was RFI. I've heard her and you know, in the back of a van and conversations with people who had tech work and did tech work, who knew somebody who did tech work for her band at some point when, or her group when she was touring, and them calling her a bitch. And I'm like, I want to meet that bitch, because I know how these dudes are. Yeah, they still are like that. I mean, there's a lot changing, but by and large, boy, I mean, like, generation after me and the one after that might have less to deal with. I'm certainly hoping so. And I do have some hope for that from some of the younger folks that I've been meeting.
My name is Marek Pemdziwiatr, also known as Latarnik, my dream companion on 5-hour flights. I pick three options. Number one is anyone from the band, because the more we know each other, the better we play.
Raquel Körpershoek Gardoen.
Definitely my sister. She is truly my other half. She understands me like no one else, and we laugh our heads off together.
Number two is sitting next to someone who's down deep into some martial arts. For example, some Tai Chi master. I would love to talk with him about life and the philosophy of Tai Chi, because this is my dream, to get deep into the practice of Tai Chi. Hopefully, one day, someday, I will start.
This is Shomanove from the band Mordai. I don't know, there's many, many people who I would love to meet and have a chat with, but, you know, if I would say, whatever, Paul McCartney, that would be very, it wouldn't feel that natural, you know, considering the circumstances of, so I would have to be a bit more grounded, and I would say just next to my mom, maybe, or my brother, and just talk about whatever that we talk about on a regular basis. So sorry for the boring answer, but it is the truth.
And option three is nobody. There are so many stimuli around, so the travel is a perfect time to switch off, to think about nothing, just relax.
I'm Andrea Woods. I'm a harpist and a journalist, and I make musical journalism. That means that I combine in-depth social journalism with lots of original music, made with amazing musicians. So I really thought some time about this question and I can't give you an answer. And I think that actually has to do with my job. Being a musical journalist, I constantly talk deeply and long to people. I exhaust them, basically. And none of these people are known or famous, and I'm just amazed by what I can learn and discover from the experience of life of so many people that I come across. So I was thinking of a few of my great examples in art, and I thought, yeah, if I want to speak to them, I will just reach out and try to interview them. But for a plane ride, I would like to be surprised by people that nobody knows and that really deserve the attention. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Essinam. I'm a musician, half Belgian, half Ghanaian, based in Brussels. I play the flute, percussion, keyboard, I sing. I love to make music using a lot of different instruments and create something really personal and unique. For the next tour, if I had to travel and choose someone, actually, it could be anyone, because if someone is passionate for something, I could listen and be learning from anyone. But if I could, I would choose Prince, maybe, or some of the big legends, artists I admire. I would have a lot of questions for them. Yeah, there is a lot of cool people that I would like to sit next to me for a flight.
Music Meetup is a production by Music Meeting. In this episode, you heard music from Essinam, Emina Bostange, and Grace Jones. Concept, research, and direction by Sophie Conan. Production and editing by Josine Weichhaus and Tima Hochemann. Narrator, Lucy Woodward. More information about this podcast and Music Meeting Festival is available at musicmeeting.nl.